piece of music we're listening to in the background is called Colin. It's a character theme for a genre-bending soundtrack which I wrote for the audio drama Casual Magics by Inside Fictions. Today, we'll break it down and look at some of the insights into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition, and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is Jacob McNatt. I'm a composer from the U.S., and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 72. Colin, by me, Jacob McNatt. Thanks for listening in. So most of my musical background comes from self-teaching. While I've briefly studied music, the majority of what I know about arrangement and orchestration comes from either playing in ensembles or learning by ear.
What I saw in that room will stay with me forever. Kim's magic was all sharp lines and angles.
Casual Magics is about young mages at a college for magical beings, and they quickly get swept up in danger far beyond most of their abilities.
She carved reality with a scalpel of pure essence.
It moves pretty quickly, so I don't want to give too much away.
No.
So from the get-go, Steve, who is the writer and producer of Inside Fictions, came to me with this idea of creating a unique signature for each of these stories. And the example he gave was Darren Korb, an American game music composer for Supergiant Games. Take a listen to a track by Darren Korb called Old Friends from the game Transistor. So we knew we wanted there to be an element of jazz in what we were doing, and I, being me, always want to incorporate the orchestra somehow. And in my head, I kept hearing elements of hip-hop for these kids that the story is about. I have no experience in hip-hop whatsoever. That led to me discovering trip-hop and lo-fi, and because they were all styles that were sort of outside of my comfort zone, I think we got something pretty original. I selected this piece for How I Make Music because Colin is one of the two main characters that we follow throughout Casual Magics. This tune, Colin, plays whenever Colin is the one narrating the story. He's not as adept at magic as some of his colleagues. In fact, one of the first things that happens to Colin is he gets taken advantage of by a barista that casts a charm spell on him.
A barista with an aggressively symmetrical face came over to our table, smiling a kilowatt smile.
And he ends up leaving an extra large tip.
You bought 8 ounces of mediocre coffee for $23 and left a $5 tip on top.
So we wanted the music to reflect this fish-out-of-water feeling. Often the first days or weeks in a project, we establish timbre, tone, mood, things that are going to make the instrumentation more memorable. For instance, I use a sort of detuned jazz combo group that consists of trumpet, saxophone, and sometimes trombone. And that's used throughout the entirety of the Casual Magic soundtrack. And that sort of establishes a center. I love imperfection. Because we're all using the same sample libraries, I think music can become very samey. And so my goal is, if I can't use live instrumentation, is to use those samples in a way that no one else is. And so the jazz horns were sort of that for me. And I intentionally detuned the trumpet with the saxophone. And you don't really notice it until it's isolated. I try to make at least my music an experience that feels real and grounded. Now, the process of writing a melody is typically pretty much the same for me every time. I sit down to the piano and begin playing. I knew that Colin's theme had to have innocence to it, bordering on naive at times, a bit playful. However, I had already committed to writing the entire soundtrack in a minor key, to create a moody, angsty, almost teenage vibe. In fact, every tune is built around a C minor ninth chord. So I began writing this sort of uplifting theme and the relative major in E flat major. And I thought, no one will notice that one song is in a major key. But it drove me insane. So I changed the bass back to C minor. And what I found is that it still retained that optimistic feeling. Colin's theme uses more traditional orchestral instruments than the rest of the soundtrack, so that was a challenge. Tying that in with what we'd already established with the lo-fi sounds, trip-hop, and hip-hop. Weird sound beds that we had established. The orchestra certainly has its moments in the rest of the soundtrack. But in Colin's theme, they're sort of at the front. The woodwinds are featured throughout. There's strings. Slow brass. I don't know, I'm just kind of happy with this section. It's whimsical. There's this mystical quality to it. I mentioned the C minor ninth earlier. At a certain point in the song, that chord sounds on the piano. And for me, that brought it together. The entire thing. I think on a subconscious level, that ties Colin to the story. We also have this flute arpeggio moment. And it sort of reminds you that, yeah, we're still dealing with magic. And then it's immediately followed by this tuba and trombone. This is a comical part of the tune for me. It was never my intention to leave it in, but the more I listened to it, the more perfect it felt for Colin. He's not some adept wizard at the beginning of the story. He's a little dorky.
I'm not crying.
Boo-hoo, I'm gonna graduate with a fancy degree.
Near the end, there's this distant piano that plays the melody. This ties Colin to the secondary protagonist, Kim, whose theme is very piano-heavy. It centers this character, I think. I also like how the tune ends, that swish effect you're hearing from ear to ear. It's literally me making noise into the microphone with a lot of strange guitar effects, so that's always fun. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. We've been listening to music featured in the audio drama Casual Magics. To hear the full story or to check out my other compositions, follow the links in the show notes. Visit howimakemusic.com for bonus behind-the-scenes stuff related to this episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. And now, here's Colin. from the audio drama Casual Magics in its entirety. My name is Jacob McNatt, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.